The Rambam Perikas Halacha Yigimel. The Rambam writes, "Hayil Vane of Minim Harbe, and Vayi Bechisem Shavos Mevarach Alech Meim Apayt Sasha. And Ein Bechisem Shavos Mevarach Alech Achas Meim Baruch Aviyuloi. The Eizim Shiyir Tzlahak Dem Makdim. And Ein Reitz Vizay Yosim Izem Yesh Benim Echem Yishivas Minim Olaf Mevarach Tchilu." The Rambam says that by Bechisem Shavos you Mevarach Alechas Apayt Sasha. He doesn't say which one to the Kavei the Bracha. Then he says, you're mevarach on the one that you want to be makdim. But if you don't want either one more than the other, then you're mevarach on the min shiva. So it's clear that Ram is passing like the chachamim, that chav v'odif. But why did the Ram, by b'chaseim shavos, the Ram doesn't say anything. Ram says, b'chaseim shavos, mevarach alei achas me mepaita sashari. He doesn't say any kpeita at all. He only says the kpeita by b'chaseim shavos. So, the Chesed Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah learn up in the Rambam that, first of all, that the Rambam learned that Choviv does not mean the one that you like in general, like the Rosh. It means the one that I want right now. And that's Be'emes Meduk in the Lashon of the Rambam, because the Lashon of the Rambam is the Eisim Be'em Sheyitzel Lehakdim Makdim. The Lashon of the Mishnah is that he's Makdim the one Eizah Sheyitzel. He's Makdim the one that he wants. So you could say the one that he wants, maybe means the one that he wants usually, the one that's more delicious to him. But the Lashon Ram is Ezeh Sheyirtzeh Lehakdim Makdim. The Ram is the words Lehakdim. Ezeh Sheyirtzeh Lehakdim, not Ezeh Sheyirtzeh Makdim. Ezeh Sheyirtzeh Lehakdim Makdim. He's not Makdim the one that he's Reutzeh, he's Makdim the one that he's Reutzeh Lehakdim. So Reutzeh Lehakdim, that means the one that he wants right now. The one that he wants to be Makdim, that's the Chavav, that's the one that he's Makdim. That's Hakam Dukin, that's clear in Ram. That chaviv means the one that he wants to be makdim. That means the one that he wants to eat first. That's the chaviv. So the Kes has the Kesh Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, that since the Ram learned that chaviv means not the one that he likes in general, it means the one that he wants to be makdim now. So when the Ram said that by b'chisem shavos he's mevarach alachas me'mopay te'sashar, that means the chaviv, because if we give him a choice, then always he's going to make the bracha on the one that he wants to eat first. And the one that he wants to eat first, by definition, is the chaviv. So therefore, the Ram didn't have to say that he's mevarach on the chaviv, because he's always, whatever one he's mevarach on, that's the one that he wants to eat, and that's the chaviv, by definition. So therefore, the Ram didn't have to say it. So b'kitzur, both according to the Kesher Mishnah and according to the Lechem Mishnah, that the Pshat and the Ram, that the Ram really holds you makdim the chaviv, both by b'chaseim shavos and by ein b'chaseim shavos. Across the board, you makdim the chaviv. The Kesher Mishnah, how did the Ram take that out of the sugya? Because Mishnah says complicated things that are hard to understand. The Lechem Mishnah says Poshut, that the Rambam learned that Rambam learned like Tosfos, that when Ula says that by Ein Bechaseim Shavos Mevarach Hazev Chayuzel Zer Abarach Hazev, it means you makdim the Chaviv. So according to Ula, by Ein Bechaseim Shavos you makdim the Chaviv. And the Chaylkem and Ula, they just argue about Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, the Lechem Mishnah says the Rambam passes like the Chacham. And you learn the Gemara like Tosfos. Well, if you learn the Gemara like Tosfos, then the whole machlekes between Ula and the Chelkem and Ula is really moot. They're only arguing about, does Rabbi Yehuda disagree with the Chacham of Ein B'Chaseim Shavos? Or does he concede to the Chacham of Ein B'Chaseim Shavos? Well, who cares? We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda anyway. The Rambam passes like the Chacham, that Chav Avadav. So according to Ula, Ein B'Chaseim Shavos, Chav Avadav, that's the machlekes. But we pass like the Chacham. Ba'ein b'chaseim shavos, chaviv is odav. Because everybody agrees ba'ein b'chaseim shavos, chaviv is odav. And according to the Chalkam and Ula, so they argue ba'ein b'chaseim shavos also. But who cares? L'mais we pass like the Chacham. So chaviv is odav. So therefore the Rambam is passing across the board that chaviv is odav. Anyway, as far as Pshat and the Rambam is concerned, the Kesh Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah both, to learn up that the Rambam is saying that you're always makdim the chaviv. And that's because you're passing like the Chacham. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch brings the Reish Aleph. That's how the Shulchan Aruch brings the Shittas Rambam. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, and he quotes the Rambam as saying that both by B'chaseim Shavos and by Ein B'chaseim Shavos, the Rambam holds you makdim the Chavav because he passed like the Chacham. The Goyim is Medayik in the Rambam, not the way. That's not Pshat in the Rambam. First of all, B'shini Aloshin, by Ein B'chaseim Shavos, the Rambam says, Ezeh Sheyirtzeh Lehakdim Makdim. By b'chaseim shavos, the Rambam doesn't say you make the bracha on ezeh sheyirtzeh. He says you make the bracha al achas meim apayt te'sashar. Furthermore, and even more acutely, by ein b'chaseim shavos, the Rambam says you make the bracha, you makdim the one that you want to be makdim. But then the Rambam continues, what if you don't have a preference? Then you make the bracha on the minchava first. Well, why didn't the Rambam say the same thing by Bichayseim Shabbos? That you make the bracha on the chavav, but if you don't have a chavav, you make the bracha on the minshiva. What's the difference? If the Rambam is paskening the Kesemishna, the Lechemishna, they understand the Rambam, that he's basically paskening the same thing by Bichayseim Shabbos, and Bichayseim Shabbos, across the board, the aloch is like the chachamim, you make them the chavav. And what if you don't have a chavav? So you get into the next best, minshiva. But in the Rambam, we do it another way. The Rambam by Bichayseim Shavos just says you make the bracha alachas upaiter sashar. Not a word about ezer shiur. It's about the one that you write selachdim. Not a word about the one. Not a word about. Well, if you don't have a preference, you should go down to the minshiva. The Rambam just says by Bichayseim Shavos, bracha alachas upaiter sashar. By ein Bichayseim Shavos, there the Rambam talks about preferences. You machdim the one that you want to be machdim. And if you like them both the same, you don't really care which one to start with, then you start with then you mark them the one that's min shiva. How come Ram didn't say those things by Bichayseim Shavos?
Why is it so meduyok that the line of Ve'ez men shiur to lahak the makdim isn't going back on both dinim? Because I think the Kesef Mishnah, when he's speaking, is that the whole thrust of why he mentions that it's that the Rambam's din is to teach that one doesn't pass to the other by Amy and Shavuos, is that the first two lines are all about just telling me what's going to happen in regard to how many brachas you have to make. The first one, you only have to make one bracha if it's Shavuos. If it's not Shavuos, he's telling me that one's not going to pass to the other, so I need to make a bunch of brachos. And then he comments on both things and says, whichever one you want to be makdim, so he's saying chavs about both dinim.
Right here, yeah, that's the Keshmish to read the Rambam. The guy didn't read the Rambam. The guy read the Rambam that by Bichayseim Shavos is Mevarach Halachas Apoytas Hashar. End of story. You just make a bracha on one, after the rest, there's nothing more to be said. And then the Rambam talks about the Nevei Bichayseim Shavos. Yeah, I hear. The Keshmish to read the Rambam, that first the Rambam says that by Bichayseim Shavos you make one bracha, and by Bichayseim Shavos you make two brachas. And then after the Rambam goes on and says, "So then all of whom mevarach tchil, you make the bracha on the shivas haminim." All of that is going on both cases, both in Bichayseim Shavos and in Bichayseim Shavos. But Avadim Losh Rambam is forced because the Rambam is talking about being makdim, and which one you mevarach tchila. Those are the shaymes that belong to in Bichayseim Shavos. They don't belong to Bichayseim Shavos. The Rambam should have said that Eze Shiyitzel Lahakdim Makdim by Emichayseim Shavos and Eze Shiyitzel Lahakdim all of whom Avarach by Bichayseim Shavos. I have so much to say today that if we're going to do it, then we won't. You'll go into your college classes. So anyway, that's how the Goyim learns the Rambam. So where's Rambam coming from? The Gemara says the Goyim that first of all the Rambam paskind. So the Goyim learns up in the Rambam that by Bichayseim Shavos the Taka no dinim at all. You make the bracha on whichever one, I don't even say the one you want. You make the bracha on one, you pat to the other, and there's no kapeda altogether. So, how does that work? So, first of all, it's not like Ulo. Because Ulo says, Bechaseim Shavos Machlokes. So, obviously, the Rambam must be passing against Ulo, like the other Madomar, that Be'em Bechaseim Shavos. The Machlokes in the Mishnah, you mak them the Chaviv, or you mak them the Meshiva, that's Be'em Bechaseim Shavos. Not by Bechaseim Shavos. Moreover, since the Goyin, the Rambam was gairus in the Gemara, not like Rashi. Rashi's gairus that the Chalkim and Ula hold af b'she'em b'chayseim Shavos Machlekes. That they're arguing also by em b'chayseim Shavos. But they're certainly arguing by b'chayseim Shavos. The Goyin says the Rambam didn't have the word af. And he learned in the Gemara that the Chalkim and Ula hold that the Machlekes is dafka by em b'chayseim Shavos, but by b'chayseim Shavos not played at all. So the Machlekes Ula and the Chalkim and Ula is min ha-kotze la-kotze. Ula holds the machlokes is only by Bichayseim Shavos and not by Ein Bichayseim Shavos, and the Chalkim hold the machlokes is davka by Ein Bichayseim Shavos and not by Bichayseim Shavos. And since so, and the Rambam passing attack against Ula, why the Rambam passing against Ula? L'chayru is passing like Ula. It's two against one. There's Ula plus either Rav Ami or Yisuk Nachum. One of them agreed with Ula. So l'chayru the halacha should be like Ula. Many Rishonim passing like Ula. So the Rambam says the guy, and the Rambam was guy is the Omer of Yitzchok. That Rav Yitzchok is being brought as a see the Omer of Yosef. That Rav Yosef, Yitain Rav Yitzchok is being brought as a see you to the Chalukah Medulla, because Kol Muktim Pasuk Muktim Baruch is Mashma talking about Ein Bichayseim Shavos, which one to be Makdim, and that's a see you to the Chalukah Medulla, and therefore since Rav Yitzchok and Rav Yosef are Messiah to the Chalukah Medulla, so therefore the Rama Paskin against the Ula. So it's Rabbi Chiddush in the Sugya. that the Rambam learned up in the Gemara that while whereas Ula holds the Bichesem Shavus Dafka Machlekes, the Chalkim Ula hold the mirror image that Dafka B'Shem Bichesem Shavus Machlekes, but Bichesem Shavus not paid altogether. There's no dinim. You make the bracha one, you part to the rest, and there's no dinim. The going then is a problem. The going then is a problem. Because later in the sugya, the Gemara is associated with Rav Chisda and Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna made the bracha on the Tamri first, and Rav Chisda said to him, "What do you mean that the remaining bar muktim b'kra?" So, there was b'chaseim shavos. Like b'chaseim shavos, the chelkim and ula hold that there's no machlekes at all. The whole machlekes, the whole there's no k'tim at all. The dinei k'tim are only by em b'chaseim shavos. K'tim are only by em b'chaseim shavos. And Rav Yitzchok is misayeya to the Chalukim and Ula. And Rav Chisda and Rav Hamnuna, they quoted Rav Yitzchok. Says the Goyin that the Ram was Goyra is not Tamri v'Rimayni, but it was Tamri and Yayin. So it's Eimech Yisem Shavus. The Tur says in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz that Bari Pregofen is Kaidim anyway else Brachim of Uveres, so who cares where it is in the Kruh? The Torah brings from Rabbi Peretz that Yayin is kaidim to chito, that the Yayin is kaidim to, that Yayin is kaidim, let's say to Zayis. Yayin is kaidim to Zayis, even though Zayis is Rishon La'aretz, and Yayin is only Shlishi La'aretz. So Rabbi Peretz says, yeah, but Bari Pergofen is a brachim of Uveres, and that outweighs it. So the Goyin says, the Ram didn't hold away. We'll see you later anyway, the Ram doesn't bring the din of brachim of Uveres altogether. The Ram doesn't have the din of brachim of Uveres. So, therefore, the Ram was going to see that it was Yayin Tamri v'Yayin, and that's Eimech Yisem Shavas. So that's why they had a discussion about Eimech Yisem Shavas. That's where Rav Yitzchok is nagah. But Eimech Yisem Shavas is not paid at all. Ad kan from the guy. The guy is a whole bamshul here in the sugya. And she says how we learned up in the Ram. It's very very geshmak how we read in the Ram is very geshmak. So first of all, we need to understand the Fila Goyin. So let's just make sure we have this straight. Again, I don't know if the Adam Soil, I mean, I sent it out, but Adam Soil, just by raising show of hands, the Adam Soil, okay, good. So the Fila Goyin, it comes out that the Ram learned up to Sugya, that the Machlekes is min HaKotze LaKotze, that Ula holds B'Chesem Shavas Machlekes, Davka B'Chesem Shavas Machlekes, whether you make him the Chavar and Shiva, not by Ein B'Chesem Shavas, there's no Machlekes. The Goyin doesn't say, and therefore what? If there's no machlekes, therefore what happens? We'll see later. And the Chalkim and Ula hold the other extreme. Davka b'shem b'chisem shavus machlekes. But by b'chisem shavus, there's no din chaviv and there's no din min shiva. Make mevarach al achas upay to yisra shah. End of story. So l'chayr, we need to understand what's the svara of the Chalkim and Ula. What sense does it make to say that the machlekes of Yehuda, Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, is davka b'shem b'chisem Shabbos, but by b'chisem Shabbos you could do whatever you want? Rashi says that is chalachemer. Rashi says that af b'shem b'chisem Shabbos machlekes. Rashi explains that it's more that b'chisem Shabbos is more obvious there should be a machlekes. You're making one bracha, you should make the bracha in the most chashuv way, chamiv and shiva, whichever one is more chashuv. That's machlekes between Chacham. By Ein B'Chesem Shavus, you're making two brachas. Maybe there's no, you're making two brachas anyway. So, Mechetesed is it. So that's the Shaila. Ula says that there's no Kpeda, and the maybe Ula holds no Kpeda, and the Chalkim say, no, even there is a Kpeda, Lahakdim, there's even a Nidin of Lahakdim. But what sense does it make to say that if you're making two brachas, so you're Makdim, let's say according to the Chalkim, you're Makdim the Bracha and the Chavav. By Ein B'Chesem Shavus, you have an Eitz, you have a Tznoin in his eyes, you like the Tznoin more, you're Makdim the Bracha and the Tznoin. Why are you Makdim the Bracha and the Tznoin? Because the bracha on the Tznoin is more chashuv, because it's chaviv. So the bracha on the chaviv is a more chashuv a bracha. Well, if a bracha on the chaviv is a more chashuv a bracha, then by b'chesem shavos, when you're only making one bracha, shouldn't you make the bracha in the most chashuv way, and make it on the one that's chaviv? What's the seichel altogether to say that by b'chesem shavos, so the bracha on the you should make the bracha on the chaviv first, because that's the more chashuv a bracha. But by b'chesem shavos, then we don't really care. You can make the bracha on the don't know what the case would be. It's b'chaseim Shabbos. You can make a bracha on the apple. You can make the bracha on the orange. You can make the bracha. We don't care. There's no. You can make the bracha on the zayis. It's all bayir pereitz. We don't care. What do you mean? Shouldn't you make the bracha? You're only making one bracha. Shouldn't you make it as chashuv in as chashuv way as you can? So l'chayra, the answer is that the chalak menula hold that since when you make the bracha is pattering up all of the foods. That's Losh Naram, Baruch Alachas, who piped the rest of Shai. So the bracha, in a sense, is haka going on all of them. So therefore, there's no din which one to make the bracha on, because in effect, the bracha goes on them all. By Emi Chesem Shavais, the bracha on the Tznayin is only for the Tznayin. The bracha on the Zayis is only for the Zayis. So Yesh Lodin, which bracha is more chashuv? The bracha on the Tznayin, which is Chaviv, the bracha on the Zayis, which is Menshiva. But if you're making the bracha on, if it's b'chaseim shavuos, the bracha l'maisa goes on everything. If the bracha goes on everything, so who cares where you put the bracha, where you say the bracha. You're saying the bracha really on everything because you're pattering everything. Kach b'shuta. Maisa not so poshut, because we know from the Yerushalmi that when you make a, we have the Tosafot about Yerushalmi about the Tumusin, that when you make a bracha, the bracha goes on the one that you're holding. That if you drop the one that you're holding, even if they're all, you have a bunch of beans, and you're holding one bean in your hand, you make the bracha on that bean, the bracha's on that bean, the other one's on niftim yimelo. If you drop that bean into the mud, then you have to make a new bracha, the Rambam says, based on the Yerushalmi. So the Chayra, you see that the bracha is directed to the one, to the pre that you're holding. Not to all of the, not, so the rest of them are niftim yimelo, but the bracha is going on the one that you're holding. So shouldn't you make the bracha on the most chashuv thing? The bracha is going on all of them. The bracha is not going on all of them. The bracha is going on the one that you're holding. Everything else is niftim yimelo. So, chayra, you have to say that even though the bracha is going on the one that I'm holding, but since the effect of the bracha is to be matir, the bracha is going on the min that I'm holding, but since the effect of the bracha is to be matir all of the peiros that are lufanai, they're all b'chaseim shavuos, since the effect is to be matir all of them, so the chashivas of the bracha is the chashivas of all of them. I don't say the bracha is more chashiv if I made it on the apple, or I made it on the orange, or I made it on the zayis. The bracha l'mais is matter the apple and the orange and the zayis. So therefore, it doesn't matter. Wherever I make the bracha l'mais, it has the effect of being matter all of them. Since it has the effect of being matter all of them, it has the chashivas of all of them, and there's no preference, there's no din where exactly you kaveya the bracha. That's what I have to say. And the MS, I was thinking that maybe with this we could have a shtikla havana also. Lefit Lagoin, it's an interesting thing that you see in the sugya that we have two extremes. We have a machlekes, we have one extreme ula, that the machlekes is only by b'chaseim shavuos, by em b'chaseim shavuos, no machlekes. There's no preference, not the chaviv, not the mishiva. The whole machlekes, which one is more chashiv, is only by b'chaseim shavuos. Then we have the chalukim ula, who say the machlekes is dafka by b'chaseim shavuos, but by b'chaseim shavuos is no preference. We don't find anywhere a shita that they argue by both. Pointer argues in the Gemara af b'chaseim b'chaseim shavuos. That's the chalukim nula. They say they argue by both, but according to the way the Gaon learns up in the Rambam, the way that the Rambam was didn't have the word af, so we only find in the Gemara we have ula that they're only arguing by b'chaseim shavuos, and we only have the chalukim nula that they're arguing by dafka by emi chesem shavuos. Why isn't there anybody who says they're arguing by both? I mean, it's not exactly kasha, but it's har ha'ayir imsha. So maybe lefi what I'm saying, we could have a little bit of window into that, because because we say like this: that what's the nekudas hamachlekes here between ula and the chalukim ula, between Yitzchak Nachman and Avami? Is what's the inyan over here? What's the issue in the Mishnah? Chacham say makdim yemavarach on the chaviv. Rabbi Yehuda says yemavarach on the minshiva. What are you trying to gain over here? So you could learn that I want to be mechaved the bracha. I want to be mechaved the bracha. So I'm mechaved the bracha by making the bracha on the chashuv of food. You could learn. That a bracha and a chashuv of food is a more chashuv of bracha. It's a different case. So I think I want to suggest that the Rambam, according to the Gaon, the Rambam learned that that's the Mekudas HaMachlekes here. If they're arguing about being mechabed the bracha, we should be mechabed the bracha by making the bracha on a chashuva food. So that's not shayach by Yemei Chesem Shabbos. By Yemei Chesem Shabbos, not shayach to say I want to be mechabed the bracha. Let me make the bracha on the chashuva food. I'm making both brachas anyway. So what's the difference? I'm going to make this bracha on the chashuva food. The other bracha I'm going to make on the not chashuva food. So I'm mechabed this the bracha that I made on the chashuva food. I was mechabed lufi erkoi, and the bracha that I made on the not chashuva food. I was mechabed lufi erkoi. Like there's nothing to talk about. If you're only making one bracha and you have a choice of which bracha to make it on, so I mechabed the bracha by presenting the bracha with the most chashuv food. I take the most chashuv food in my hand. According to the chum, that's the chaviv. According to Rabbi Huda, that's the minshiva. So that, but whichever one it is, it's the more chashuv one. That's the one that I take and I make the bracha on that. And with that, I mechabed the bracha. And that's ula. That's how ula understood the Mishnah. And therefore, the Mishnah is only relevant to Birchei Seim Shabbos. Like Birchei Seim Shabbos, where I'm making the bracha, and the bracha is going to pater everything. But I want to be mechabed the bracha. So I mechabed the bracha by presenting the bracha, by holding in my hand when I make the bracha that it should be chal on, it's mater everything. But the bracha is on the one that I'm holding. So it's a greater covet for the bracha that I should make the bracha on. Like by Tzir, it's a better covet for the Hamaitzi to make the bracha on a Shleimah than to make the bracha on a Prusa. It's a better covet for the bracha to make the bracha on a Chaviv than on an Eine Chaviv. On a Minshiva rather than on an Eine Minshiva. By Eimech Yisayim Shabbos, there's nothing to talk about it being Mechabit the bracha. There's two different brachas. Each one is Mechubit as much as it can be. The other man Dama held that the issue is not the Mechabit the bracha. The issue is the bracha that's said in a chashuv, a bracha that's matir, a chashuv of food, is a more chashuv a bracha. So if I have several foods, I have a chaviv and an ein chaviv, I have a tznoin and a zayis. The bracha that's matir, I have a chaviv and an ein chaviv, the bracha that's matir the chaviv is a more chashuv a bracha. It's been elevated because it's a bracha that I'm saying on something. Since the food is more chashuv, the bracha that I'm doing on it becomes more chashuv. So when I have several foods, I'm going to make a bracha on a chaviv and a bracha on an eni chaviv. So the bracha on the chaviv is more chashuv. So I should make the chashuv a bracha, the more chashuv a bracha, before the less chashuv a bracha. But on the other hand, by b'chesem shavais, I'm only making one bracha. The chashivas of the bracha comes from which food is being matir. Well, the bracha here is coming to be matir, all of them. So the chashivas of the bracha is not any less if I make it on the chaviv or on the ene chaviv. If I make it on the, it's no different if I make it on the chaviv or the ene chaviv. If I make it on the mishiva or the ene mishiva. The bracha is matter them all. So if you're talking about being mechabit the bracha, I'm mechabit the bracha by making it on the one that's chaviv, by holding the one that's chaviv. But if it's not an issue of being mechabit the bracha, it's an issue of The bracha is made chashuv by the fact that it has a pu'ula, that its pu'ula is to be matir chashuv of foods. Well, by b'chesem shavas, the bracha is matir all of the foods. So what difference does it make where I put the bracha? The bracha has the same chashivas. I'm not going to elevate the chashivas of the bracha by making it on one food more than the other. So I want to suggest that l'fila going, that's the nekudas ha-machlokes here between ula and the chalukah manula. The chalukah manula held that the nekudah here is which bracha is more chashuv. So that's shayach by Eimech Yisayim Shabbos. The bracha on the tznoin, if you hold like the chachamim, is more chashuv than the bracha on the zayis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the other way around, the bracha on the zayis is more chashuv than the bracha on the tznoin. So that's what they argue. But by Eimech Yisayim Shabbos, the bracha is one bracha, and wherever I put it, it's going to have the same chashivos, because the bracha's chashivos comes from the foods that it has an effect on. Well, this bracha is the matir for all of these foods, equally and simultaneously. So who cares where I put the bracha? It's going to be the same chashivos of bracha. Ula, on the other hand, held that the nekudah here is not, brachas are all the same. The nekudah is not what I mean, mechabed the bracha. So, ve'em b'chesem shavas, it's not shaykh. What do you mean, mechabed? Ve'em b'chesem shavas, I'm making several brachas. Why should I be mechabed one bracha more than the other bracha? The brachas are all the same. I want to give kavod to the bracha. So, ve'em b'chesem shavas, I'm making several brachas. The brachas are all the same. It's not atzman. They're all equally chashuv brachas. By b'chesem shavas, there we could talk about, I'm making one bracha, I want to be mechabed it. So I mechabed the bracha by giving it, by holding. When I'm making the bracha, I hold the best thing that I can hold. I hold the chaviv. I hold the minshiva. That's the best thing that I can hold when I'm making the bracha. And that's the sheet of ula. Okay, moving along. So in my say the Rama, so that's how the Rama learned the sugya. The way they're going to explain it, the Rama learned the sugya. Ula holds machlekes only by chesem shavus, and the Chalgam hold the machlekes only by embi chesem shavus, and the Rama passed against ula. Now, why did the Rama passing against ula? So the Goyin says because he was goyis de amar Rav Yitzchok. Rav Yitzchok is siyua to the Chalgam and ula. So therefore, since Rav Yitzchok, Rav Yosef, Rav Yitzchok are a siyua to the Chalgam and ula, so therefore the Rama passed against ula. I thought maybe we can make it another reason why the Rambam passed against Ula. Yeah, I thought there's a Gavaldi Gacheshman. Gacheshman Yifl. The Rambam does not bring the halacha bracha of Ureris at all. Not only not by Bari Pesach and Bari Pei Adama, but not even by Shakal Yibidvari and Bari Pei Adama. Just Chor Gemara Mufreshes. More than that, I'm attested with Ferris. The Bari Pi Adama comes before Shakal. Tosfos Tak had a problem. How does it seem with our sugya? Tosfos Mechalek between Bari Pi Adama versus Shakal. That's called the Bracha Mavuveris. But Bari Pi Eis versus Bari Pi Adama, that's not such a Bracha Mavuveris. The Bahag Tak and not Mechalek. And the Bahag learns that the Nechrami, Ula Menti, should be Makhtan the Bracha Mavuveris. The Ram does not bring the Din of Bracha Mavuveris Bechal. Not by Bari Pi Eis and Bari Pi Adama, and not by Bari Pi Adama and Shakal. And not by Bari Pi Adama. Nothing. The Rama does not have anywhere the Kedima Bracha Mavuveris. So what's the pshat? The Maisa Gemara Mefureshes. So then Daf Lama tests the Gemara Mefureshes. Bari Pi Adama comes before Shakal. Why did the Rama not bring it? I think the answer is, first of all, that the Rama was not mechalak between Bari Pi Eitz versus Bari Pi Adama. And Bari Pi Adama versus Shakal. He didn't have that chiluk of Taisus and the Rosh. He held it in that regard, like the Bahag, that Bari Pi Eitz versus Bari Pi Adama is just as much a Bracha Mavuveris as Bari Pi Adama versus Shakal. Mela, since the Ram Paskins, like the Chalukim and Ula, that the Mishnah is talking about Ein B'Chaseim Shavois. Right? The Chalukis B'Shein B'Chaseim, the Ram Paskins. The Ram says beferish that the machlekes is by ein b'chaseim shavos that you makdim the chaviv, and if there's no chaviv you makdim the minshiva. Chacham says you makdim the chaviv. Rebbe says you makdim the minshiva. Ram passes the chachamim you makdim the chaviv. If there's no chaviv then you makdim the minshiva. But it's ein b'chaseim shavos. The very place is more mavuris than the very piyadama. So it's a muchach in the Mishnah that when death is no din to be makdim the bracha mavuris. And the Rambam paskins like the Chalukim and Ula. So it's mukhuch that there's no din to be makdim b'brachim b'veres. That's pashut chashm. The Chalukim and Ula say, the truth for the bag also problem. The Chalukim and Ula, yeah, truth for the bag also. Yeah, Taisha says that the Bahag does go like the Chalukim and Ula. I don't. But meanwhile, yes, the Nachlas Tovet says that in the Bahag, the Pshat is that when there's no Minshiva, then you makdim the Bracha Mavuveris if you pass like Rabbi Yehuda. The Bracha Mavuveris is still better than Chaviv. Anyway, we had to pull them in the Bahag. But the Rambam learned, the Rambam learned Kipshutai. That since the Rambam passed that Machlek is by Ein B'Chaseim Shavuos. So since the Rambam clearly passes that the machleik, like the Chalukim and Ula, that the machleik is by Ein B'Chaseim Shavuos. So it says in the Mishnah that if you have a tznoin in his eyes, according to the Chum, you mark him the tznoin because it's Chavir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you mark him the Zayas because it's Minshiva. So either you mark him the Chavir or you mark him the Minshiva. But nobody says you mark him the Bracha Mavuveris. So it's a Muchuch. That the Chalukim and Ula don't. So Taisus would say, yeah, because that's Bari Pi Eitz and Bari Pi Adama. That's not called the Bracha Mavuveris. But if it be Bari Pi Adama and a Shakal, that would be a different story. But the Ram doesn't subscribe to that distinction. So for the coin to the, since the Ram passes like the Chalukim and Ula, so it says in the Mishnah that there's no Kedima to a Bracha Mavuveris. I, the Gemara in Lamed Tesem at Aleph, says that there is a Kedima to a Bracha Mavuveris, and Bari Pi Adama comes before a Shakal. The Gemara Lama test is going to have to go like Ula. That the Mishnah is only talking about Bracha Mavuveris, is talking about B'Chaseim Shavuos. where to put the bracha. The Mishnah got told by Ein B'Chesayim Shabbos. By Ein B'Chesayim Shabbos, Taka Noktima to Chavi Vuta Min Shiva. There you mark them the bracha of the rest. So the Sugya Lamed Tes will have to go like Ula. And the emes is that it's anyway mukhach according to the Rambam that the Sugya Lamed Tes goes like Ula. Well, let me hear me out. It's anyway mukhach, Lashitas Rambam, it's anyway mukhach that the Gemara Lamed Tes goes like Ula. Because the Gemara Lamed Tes brings a story about the two Taminim of Bakapar. The Gemara calls them Tanoim. Two Tanoim. And they had Kruv and Progius. And the Mavorach was Mavorach on the Progius. And the Malaga says, no, you should have Mavorach on the Kruv. And the Gemara says, what was the reason for the Manda, for the Tana who was Mavorach on the Mavorach? Why did you make the Mavorach on the Progius? Why do you make the Mavorach on the Progius? The Kruv is a Bari Pri Adama. Bari Pri Adama comes before a Shahakal. So the Gemara answers that the Mavorach held that Shlokos is Shahakal. So the Kruv was also a Shahakal. And therefore, since the Kruv was also a Shahakal, so he made the Bracha on the Progius because the Progius are Chavav. And then what did the Malagal call that? Or he's two stonim in the Gemara. Maybe the Malagal held that Shlokos are Bari Pri Adama, so it's a Bracha of Eres. Or maybe he held that, no, it's Shahakal, but Zion is better than Chavav. And Kruv is Zion. So it's moving in that Gemara that the Mavarech held that Shlokos are Shahakal. So the Kruv and the Progius were both Shahakal. So that's B'chaseyim Shabbos. And why didn't he make the bracha on the Progius? Why did the Mavarech make the bracha on the Progius? So it's Chaviv. So you see that by B'chaseyim Shabbos is a ma'alat to Chaviv. But the whole sheet of the Rambam is that according to the Chalikim Anula, by B'chaseyim Shabbos, there's no Kepeba. We don't care about Chaviv. Mavarech al-Achaz apaytas ashar. And we don't care about Chaviv and Minshiva. But the Gemara over there says that the Mavarech held that Shlokos is Shakel, so everything Shakel is B'chaseyim Shabbos, and he made the Bracha and the Progius because it was Chaviv. So you see that Gemara is assuming that by B'chaseyim Shabbos there's a Ma'ala to Chaviv, you make the Bracha and the Chaviv. The Fila Goyin's Gear, so that goes only according to that's only true according to Ula, that the Machlek is B'chaseyim Shabbos. But according to the Chalkim and Ula, the Machlek is of the din of Chaviv is only by Ein B'chaseyim Shabbos. By B'chaseyim Shabbos, not paid at all. So it's anyway mukhuch lefi the going that the Sugan Lamentes is going like Ula. So the Melech, since the Sugan Lamentes is going like Ula, so according to Ula, the Mishnah only talking about B'chaseyim Shabbos. By Ein B'chaseyim Shabbos, we don't have a din of Chaviv and Mishiva, so therefore the Sugan Lamentes, l'shitas, holds that the Bari Pilama comes before the Shackle, because there's no k'tima to Chaviv. Because by Ein B'chaseyim Shabbos, you don't have the k'tima of Chaviv and Mishiva. So you just have, so there's no din of which bracha to be mechaben more. So you make the bracha, hamuveres, before the bracha, shein muveres. It's an interesting thing. So it comes out that the Rambam, the Sugya and Lamates is Dafka going according to Ula. Wouldn't be a particular reason to pass on like Ula? You have a whole Gemara that goes Dafka like Ula. Yeah.
But if the Rambam doesn't give that Chilak of Tosos, then why wouldn't he say that in case of Tznon and Zayas, according to Ula, Lefida Rabbanan?
But the Rambam doesn't pass like Ula.
Right, but according to Ula himself, you should be making a bracha on Zayas, because the
Bracha Mubarak. Right, right. That's like the Bag. That Ula said, Machlaikis, Bishop Bechaseim Shavitz. That by Bechaseim Shavitz, the Machlaikis, you make them the Chaviv or the Minshiva, which had to be Machab and the Bracha better. But by Ein Bechaseim Shavitz, there's no din of Chaviv and Minshiva. So what is the din? You make them the Bracha Mubarak, like the Bag Lent and Ula. But the Ram Paschal, and that's the Gemara in Lamates. But the Rambam paskin not like Kula, not like the Gemara in Lamates, that the Machlekes in the Mishnah is by Ein B'chaseyim Shabbos. So it says in the Mishnah, there's no k'timah to Bracha Mavures. Okay, you makdim the Chaviv, but not the Bracha Mavures. So L'chora, if it comes out that the Gemara in Lamates has to go like Kula. So I'm asking, L'chora, so it's a little bit strange. So why the Rambam passing like, why the Rambam passing against Ula? So right, fine, the Goyin says because he was Goyin's Dilma Rav Yitzchok, so Rav Yitzchok is against Ula. I'm not saying that's not true. But I want to bring something out that really, on the contrary, the fact that Gemara Lamed Tes is is like Ula, in a way it's a reason to pass on against Ula. The Gemara Lamates, there you have that story with the Mavarach and the Malagleg. And the Malagleg made the bracha on the Progis. The Mavarach made the bracha on the Progis, and the Malagleg said, no, you should have made the bracha on the Kuf. So the Mordechai makes the cheshbon that the Mavarach for sure must have held that Shlokas is Shehakel. Because if Shlokas is Bari Piyadoma, Vada the Kuf will come first. Bracha Mavarach has to come first. It must be that the Mavarach held that Shlokas is Shehakel, so therefore there's no Bracha Mavarach, and he made the Bracha on the Progis that were Chavav. So the Mavarach definitely held Shlokas is Shehakel. The Malagleg, where has two possibilities. Maybe El Shlokas and Ashakel, the Berkeley Adama, that's why he thought he should make the Bracha on the Kruv. And maybe not. Maybe Elohim, he agreed the Shlokas and Ashakel, but he thought that Zion is better than Chaviv. Okay. Lemaisa, we pass on the Shlokas Berkeley Adama. The Gemara says in Amud Ches that Rav and Rav Yechanan, they all hold it. They all know the Shlokas is Bari Piyadoma. Ulot were not the way, but it was Chavav Ulot Shabeshtiker, and it's not the Gemara comes out that the Rav and Rav Yechon, everybody really agrees that Shlokas is Bari Piyadoma. So that's a little bit dochuk in this story with the two Tanoim. The Mavarach definitely thought Shlokas is Shakel, and even the Malaglik is not really Muchruch which way. However, that's only if you hold like Ulo, like the Gemara Lamates. But if you hold like the Chalkim and Ula, then it's actually much better. Because if you hold like the Chalkim and Ula, that you're makin the Chavav even by Ein B'Chesem Shavos, or Dafka by Ein B'Chesem Shavos, then La'olam I could say just the opposite. Both the Mavarach and the country. If it would have been, if the Shlokas would be Shakel, then there would be no Kepeit at all. So what did the Mavarach, why did the Mavarach, so what was the whole dispute between the Mavarach and the Malagleg? There's no paid at all by B'chisayim Shabbos. So they should have both agreed, you can do whatever you want. It's not mash, but the Malagleg for sure didn't think you could do whatever you want. And even the Mavarach, it seems like he thought your dafka should be with chofetz, the Mavarach ala progis. But lefi l'chol kemanulo, we could say that l'olam, everybody agrees the Shlokas is B'chisayim Shabbos. It's a B'chisayim Shabbos. And by Ein B'Chesem Shavuos, what's the din according to the Chalkim and Ula? Chavav Adif. So therefore, the Mavarach made the Brach on the Progis because Chavav Adif, the other one's Bar Piyadama. Yeah, that's the din. Ein B'Chesem Shavuos. You're not makdim the Brach on Mavarach, you're makdim the Chavav according to the Chalkim and Ula. So the Mavarach is very geshmak. You made the Brach on the Chavav. And the Malaklik thought that you should make the Brach on the Zayin. So since we pass in the Halacha that Shlokas is Bar Piyadama, and the Maskan of Gemara Lamech Ches is that the Rav and Rav Yechanan all really held that Shlokas is Bari Piyadama, so it's much better for us to say like the Chalkim and Ula, that the Mishnah told about Ein B'Chesem Shavuos, and by Ein B'Chesem Shavuos you makdim the Chaviv, and that way these two Tanoim will stim la halacha that Shlokas is Bari Piyadama. Ula is going to have to be Seivel, this Doichuk, that the Mavarach held, that the Ula is going to have to, Ula who says that the Machlek is only by, that Kedimah's Chavav is only by B'Chesem Shavuos, and by Ein B'Chesem Shavuos, Yimakim B'Rochim U'Vereres, he's going to have to be Seivel, that the Mavarach really held the Shlokas Shakal Ne'Abedvar, which is a little bit of a, he's going to have to be Seivel that Doichuk. But the Emes is, for Ula it's not a Doichuk at all. Why is not a Doichuk at all for Ula? Because Ula holds the Shlokas is Shakel. Ula's the Shittosai. Ula holds the Lamed Chesem and Beis that Shlokas is Shakel Nia B'Dvarei. Remember, this is Kov Ula L'Shabeshtei, that it's a Shabeshtei. But Ula holds the Shlokas is Shakel. If Shlokas is Shakel, then it's very geshmak. The Mavarach held that Ula L'Shittosai works out very well. The Emes is the Shlokas is Shakel. So Meila, Ula L'Shittosai, very good. The Mavarach, Shlokas is Shakel. It's B'Chesem Shavis. Ula holds that by B'Chesem Shavis, you makdim the Chaviv. You makdim the more chashuva one. And that was the dispute. The Mavarach held the more chashuva one is the Progius because it's Chaviv. And the Malaglik thought the more chashuva one is the Kuv because it's Zion. And Ula, by Ula's own lights, that's fine. There's nothing dochuk about it. But since we don't pass like Ula and Lamaches, we pass in that Ula is a Shabeshto. We paskin like Rav and Rav Yochanan that shlokas is bari pri is shlokas is bari pri adama. So for us to say that the mevorech held that shlokas is shakol is a doichuk. Especially since it's not muchud that the Malakah was even chaylik in that. The Malakah maybe agrees that shlokas is shakol. He just thought that zayin odif. So it's much more. It's much lahalocha that we pass on that shlokas is bari pri adama. It's much better for us to say like the chaylikim and ula that the machlekes bari emi chesayim shavus. And by emi chesayim shavus, he talking not makdim the baruchim uveris. He makdim the chaviv. And that was the machlekes that the mavaruch is mavaruch. And it was emi chesayim shavus. It was a bari pri adama and a shakol. But so what? By emi chesayim shavus machlekes. And the chacham say you makdim the chaviv. And that's the halacha. So you makdim the more chashiv one. The mavaruch held the chashiv one is the progius. And the malaga said no kuv is zayin. So that's the more chashiv one. So Megillah, that's another reason why the Rambam paskin against Ula and Agamar, because Ula is l'shitasa the shlokas shakol, but the halacha the shlokas bari pi adama then faket it works out better according to the chalkam and Ula that the machlekes b'hem is same shavas and there's taka no k'dima to a bracha mevaris and that's the Rambam halacha that there's no k'dima to a bracha mevaris. Yeah, that's it. That's what I wanted to say. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we have to Shabbos. We go back. No, you